Rinpoche wants me to introduce myself to all of you, since this is my first time serving Rinpoche as his translator. So my name is Nima Nidup is my full name, and I live in New Brighton. So I moved to Minnesota not very long ago, just 6 months. Back then I lived in California for the last 12 years, and I just got here. And so maybe a couple of weeks ago, I was called by Gena here and asking me if I could translate for Rinpoche. So it's a part of my own practice, because we as a layperson, it's very hard for us to find our own time at home to practice. So it's a privilege for me to be able to serve Rinpoche today. And I always take myself as a joy to serve Gurus who is giving the teachings, and it really helps and enhance and strengthen some my own practice. So that's all. Thank you.
당근 소들이 추유 진에 제고여로 와서 하지다. 맞는
So we are gathered here today is to practice Dharma or receiving the teachings of the Dharma or listen to the Dharma. So when we are, you know, receiving teachings or listening to the Buddha Dharma, so what kind of behaviors or the motivations that we need to have, you know, initially? So for what purpose that we are really practicing Dharma? The sole purpose of practicing Dharma is to benefit our next life. So then again, question, you know, one may ask question, you know, if it is benefit solely for one's own future life, then, well, we're not very sure what kind of future life that we may have. And we're not even sure whether we have a future life or not. So what is really, you know, it doesn't seem very worthwhile for us to practice Dharma. One may have that kind of questions. So if this is the case, then why we're preparing for tomorrow? Right, so we are preparing tomorrow. We're preparing for what we are going to do tomorrow. So right from now, we are anticipating what we are going to do tomorrow. So we are not very sure what's going to happen to us tomorrow. So, for you know, when we are engaging in the practice, is to benefit our own future life. And this is again done by ourselves. We need to accumulate costs that really bring about, you know, benefits to one's own, you know, future life. That is, we as a person, that we need to do it by ourselves. So then also, you know, when we talk about practicing Dharma is to benefit one's own future life, again here, you know, the future life alone, you know, benefiting one's future, which is what we call as mundane life or the samsaric life, that is not what we are talking about. You know, our essential, our main practice, main purpose of engaging in the practice to gain complete state of liberations. That is the main purpose. That is the real purpose of engaging in practice. So not only to gain liberation for one's own self, but also to gain complete state of enlightenment for the benefit of all other sentient beings. May I able to do that, since so one must always pray one's depth of one's heart to be able to achieve complete state of enlightenment for the benefit of all other sentient beings.
No.
So then again, you know, one may have a doubt that if the practice of Dharma will not really benefit one's own, you know, current life or the one's own present life, then it's not really worthwhile to practice Dharma. So, you know, the doubt may arise in our mind or thoughts. So let's talk about this life, you know, our present life. We always undergo sufferings. Again, speaking of suffering, so there are two levels of sufferings. Suffering or mental suffering and as a physical suffering. Those are the main suffering that we are undergoing. So regardless of what kind of, you know, external resource that we may have, it can only overcome the physical level of sufferings. But this will never, it will not really help us to, you know, overcome the mental sufferings.
Onde te liu ji gangye ma do sen ji gangye la pe ma do ba kan ra ha ko re sa la so na zam le de no sen te che sho de nyo da cha sho de ni shi pe jo ten che ka se ya na te se nyo da cha wa da sen la ni gangye che wa yo re sa.
So if you look at, you know, in the reality, because it's a very, you know, clear that regardless of how much wealth or the resources that one may have, it really doesn't help us to really overcome one's, you know, mental sufferings. So we are witnessing right now, so there are many wealthy beings who are undergoing tremendous amount of sufferings, regardless of how much wealth and resources that they may accumulate.
Pena samba ole nyen ngi ta na pang go ten thong do ten ji da lomba de ji che shu mi de ro a chira ni samba ji mi ji ka sen du ke se shi ngi ji ta ji ya bo ching ngi na mu ne samba o ni ngi de samba ji yo ya re.
So if we were to analyze very carefully and compare two persons, one who is very wealthy and who has a lot of wealth and, you know, fame and so on, and another who is just living under the bridge, you know, like a homeless person. If we were to compare the comfort of their mental level, so we might be able to find the person who is a homeless, you know, whose mental level is calmer and better. So there's no other medicine can be found better than Dharma to overcome the suffering or mental suffering or the sickness of mind. So the teaching that we are engaging right today, or the Dharma teachings, is to overcome one's mental level of sufferings. That is what we were aiming towards. And as we overcome one's, you know, portion of the mental level of suffering at this particular time, or this current level, the present life, then one can carry this as an imprint once in future life, and gradually one will take this to until, you know, to gain the state of enlightenment. So therefore, it is very important whenever we are engaging in Dharma practice or receiving the teachings of the Dharma, it is important to shape one's mind or to cultivate, you know, positive motivations. As we recited the Lineage Guru's prayers, you know, previously, though we are unable to, you know, visualize all those Lineage Gurus vividly, but it is important that we visualize being oneself in presence of the Buddhas and all the Bodhisattvas, and in their presence, so we are engaging practice of the Dharma.
This is Mipa Chaginda.
So let's, you know, take some time to visualize being oneself in the presence of all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas and listening to Dharmas.
tenu ki kyunung chiba chenji nani, kan senpa shayi chuni, ni tani nga sewa na ki senji mipa seya ki, ni dreme chiba, ni shangchul nangji nipa, singi tengwa soki, ni chenji chenwe reyansi.
So with these motivations, and we are receiving the sublime teachings of overcoming the darkness of our mind, ignorance, sorry. So this the teachings that we are giving today is Jangchul Lamrim, which is the stages of the path to enlightenment. Mm-hmm. And so now one can ask the question, now who really, you know, composed his teachings.
Mm-hmm.
So if we were to trace the lineage, gurus of who gave these teachings, and one can trace all the way back to the Buddha himself. And then it is transmitted from Buddha to the pandits of the Indian masters.
Mm-hmm.
The great Indian master, Atisha Divamkara Shirijana, who, you know, visited Tibet, was actually invited by the Tibetan king, and has requested by the king, Atisha has given such a sublime teachings that is suited for all ignorant beings in Tibet at that time. And so then this particular Lamrim that we're, you know, engaging, the teachings that we're engaging in today, is actually a commentary of the Adisha's Lamb to Path, or Lamb for Path to Enlightenment.
Dangal kiba chebe chuje chewa sengi te sajin nipa keje shena ini oni dendri ki chuo samu tala ini jenda munda wa ki kaya kari yore lawa ina roa ini rani zubi sanje jo kopon do pachi yin chinche la kale june jo mungu wa che lang de chiko la tene ini zubi sanje salan do tuye ki menga yore menga che ne dek.
So it has such a, you know, unique instructions that we could find in the Lamrims. By relying upon Lamrim alone, one can gain the state of enlightenment. There's no further, you know, practice or the path that one can rely upon. Rather, one can gain the state of enlightenment mere relying upon the Lamrim itself. So path to state of enlightenment, here again, the path, when we're talking about the path, there are a lot of different kinds of paths. You know, the path for the aeroplanes in the space, and the path for the boats in the ocean or the water, and the path for the cars, for the roads and so on. But however, path to enlightenment, there's no other path that we could find other than Lamrim. Mm-hmm. So if we were to make an effort to really embark upon this path or the Lamrim path, then one will definitely gain the state of enlightenment.
Mm-hmm. 나이 생제 나서다 간저 쪽으로 따지 전에 주의 토대는 거는 배 쪽으로 하나.
Here now, when we talk about, you know, Lamrim or the stages to the path to enlightenment, is to again relating to one's own mind, you know, overcoming the sickness of one's mind. It is through eliminating the sickness of one's own mind, one then gained the state of enlightenment.
Pena nyeche changgun wo chisung ya dero. Zambili ndo ne mus saya tongshu kase ne chindwa. Dusi ye shungubi ne se haje tongsu le mandawa yores. Nan sen je dewa tseta tala, mune chi dewa ndoba do donghe mendewa, chisung yin zane, nin donghe mendewa nge donghe de karere de dewa, imba de dewa karere imbi tau juwa, chisung de dhugo gro, tanda sung doa. Nguye ne sinri jirwa nga, zing tawa yina. Rwa. Mē tōngshūng kāsē yō nā yāng, jī ndō bātā mēndē wā nībē, jī bāi jī jāng yō sō nā, ndō bī tō tē tēng gō gō rē, mēndē bī tō tē mē bō sō gō wā tē jī sō rō.
No. So here we have countless beings on this planet Earth, and all of us, we have the same mental dispositions in terms of, you know, desiring for happiness and overcome sufferings. We all have equal, you know, motivations of overcoming suffering and achieving happiness. So now, since all of us, you know, try to overcome suffering and achieve happiness, then we need to find a skillful means to gain actual happiness. So in this lemrim, overcoming suffering and achieving ultimate state of happiness is presented in a very succinct manner. So the instruction, we talked about the greatness of these instructions of the Lamrim. So again, it is not adequate just listening to the greatness of these instructions alone. As we mentioned earlier, again, we need to cultivate a positive motivations from both from the, you know, from the teacher who is giving the teachings, as well as the disciples who are receiving the teachings.
Tanga sachi jiban do ngida ani sachi jiba de danga ngo jit ne jida ti rimba se de chu sachi di ma de na de
no
wa ngi ma de chu danga ngo jit sachi de lo tombo la ni de lang ji zawa xin ni de bi se de den lo ji da jo rimba ni ji da tombo ri za de da den lo ji da ro rimba la ni de ha de yi de la ni bo ni be shu ko da ni bo ji da ni bi se ni de ha tombo de da ni bo ji da ni bi se de la ni de lang ji na ja la ngi ba chu ba da ni bo ni se ngo de da ni bo ni se ngo tombo za ji da ni bo ni se ngo de la ji bu chung yu na ji re ma nyo se ni ji 지분에도 대모의 낭제리만 주베 침비 낭제리만 연선에 제송을 다디에 놓게 동부 주베 중요 낭제리만 연선에 제는 주베 중요 선바죠 어 대집에서 대로로도가 바지 다디에 놓은 동부라데 니리 데 지대심아 대니 절로제바는 지대심아데 이터데만 니리 다 동부 차리요 단 지대심아데 이터데만서 해달라 이니 덴벌은 주비 고 담바 정정 노송하다 아니 딜레 타지지 자와 아니 이치지 대바생 니지 니지 노는 아니 정롤 가자 덴벌은 주비 고 담바 정정 노송 생각도 되네요
So we have covered you know
사치 이들어지는 라마 이치도 콘도도 줘라 라미 사치 체주고 말로 맞고 대투는데 배대 마투나 줘요 말이라다
So Rinpoche is saying that we have a lot of numbers and stages of here, but it is not necessarily that one can follow that. But if you can, at home when you have a leisure time, so you can just take your time and then look at the discourses, and then you can, you know, you can just organize yourself all the stages and the numbers. Mm-hmm. And so now, at this point that we are dealing with taking refuge. The first, you know, the most important thing that we need to understand is to become oneself as a practitioner of the Buddha Dharma, then it is a gateway or the doorway to take refuge in individuals. Taking refuge in individual is the door for becoming oneself as a practitioner of the Buddha Dharma.
Mm-hmm. 세대 카톨릭이 아니 당가서 정로기 군주선나 저선로선나 허자 가르를 하고 그래서 네 정주 허자 카톨릭 대도요래 해서라다 사지.
So now having been taken refuge in three jewels and so what kind of you know conduct that one may what kind of you know actions that one may need to take and what needs to be adopted and what needs to be abandoned. So there are instructions, the series of instructions are given. So if one is really a serious practitioner of the Lamrim, then one can then really look at this, the discourses, and then one meditates chapter by chapter. You know, try to meditate on chapter first, chapter one first, and then once you have mastered over this chapter one, then one can, you know, move to chapter second, you know, chapter two, chapter three, and so on.
当然是将军老家是来的，变成江州现在开始生活，是江州现在热带吃生活了。So
what is refuge here, after all? So is we are taking refuge. Is we are you know actually here in this context we are entrusting our own spiritual quest to the object of refuge.
那所以。
It is common that when we have some problems and we seek some you know solutions to relying upon other than oneself, you know, we need to seek some other you know sources where one can able to you know solve the problems. That is a common.
강에 다나가서 텐데 강에 치러 와. 딘디기 강에 델레기 강에 치워치. 아니 조아시마 편절에 트여 임바지 응원진제네. 아니 딘디기 동에 델레 저비 된다라. 아니 전에 건초선에 제가 자고래서 라우이디 다나가서기 남비팀만 입으로 돌아다.
So now here when we talk about taking refuge in Tijol is we are not really fear of you know the unhappiness, you know situations or the problematic situations of one's own present life alone. But rather, we have a tremendous amount of fear of one's own future life. You know, what kind of, you know, life that one may have in our future life. So with this fear, then one take refuge in Trijul. That is exclusive way of taking refuge in Trijul's, in Buddhism. Mm-hmm.
오늘 저런저기 남바도서 이권주선을 저선적으로요. 저 저와시만 강가야 라일레 튀려고 그래서라나.
So now here one may ask question. So since all the Buddhist practitioners or the Buddhists are taking refuge in Trijuals, so then after you know for after you know once you you know in your next lives Is it guaranteed that one can really, you know, take a rebirth in the devil realms? So that's the question, actually. So now here, this is not the case because we are taking refuge in Trijul and then we will take a rebirth in devil realms and so on. So this is not what the purpose of taking refuge in Trijul. So first of all here, let's, you know, think about what is Trijul here. It's Buddha, Dharma and Sangha. So Buddha who is the teacher, you know, one can take Buddha as a physician and whose teaching is as a medicine and then the community, the practitioners, as a supporter or the assist who are assisting us to inhale it from the sufferings and so on. So I already went through this last time, but I find that some of you are new, so that's why I'm repeating it. So those of you who have already received these teachings, and it may be a repeating for you, so don't, if it is wasting your time, then I apologize. So having taken refuge in individuals, what kind of benefits one may gain then? So those of you who have the book, so you can just look at the book. It is on page number 202. And after you have understood, it is after you have understood the benefits, go for refuge 3 times in the day and 3 times at night. So here it says the benefits of going for refuge are explained, the first according to the compendium of determinations and according to the personal instructions. The benefit as they appears in the compendium of determinations, these are explained in 2 sets of 4. And the first sets of 4, you will obtain vast merits as immortal Drumbet, Dharani. This is one of the sutra. It says the Bhagavan Buddha is inconceivable. The sublime teaching is also inconceivable. The noble community is also inconceivable. For those having faith in the inconceivable, the fruition is also inconceivable. And then also the compendium of the perfection. It's also one of the wisdom sutra. It says, if the merit of the going for refuge took form, even these 3 realms would be too small to contain it. A cupped hand cannot measure the great ocean, the treasure house of water. So this it suggests, if one takes refuge in 3 jewels, then one accumulates vast amount of merits. So now, in what manner that we really accumulate vast amount of merits? It's because one can think about then to whom the object of refuge itself, to whom one is taking refuge. So here it's stated that the Bhagavan Buddha is inconceivable, the sublime teaching is inconceivable, the noble community is inconceivable. Because of the inconceivable quality possessed by the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha, so if one takes refuge in those 3 jewels, then one gains vast amount of merits. So let's say when we talk about accumulating merits, the vast amount of merits, it's similar to that we are accumulating a lot of wealth, such as money and so on. So once you gather it or once you accumulate a lot of money, then one can use this money in the future. In the same manner, one accumulates vast amount of merits, then one can use this merits, that whatever the merit that one has accumulated can be used in the future. So it is, again, we are talking about here cause and effect, right? So if the cause is positive, then result is positive. That is a common sense. So you are to take refuge in three jewels, you are taking refuge in three jewels as a result, and one will be benefited in the future. So here, you know, it is when we talk about, you know, benefiting oneself in the future by taking refuge in three jewels right now, is so what kind of benefit that one may gain? And then here again, then one need to think about So it benefits one's own body and mind here, you know, basically. And so when we gain state of enlightenment, we also again gain the state of enlightenment on the basis of having those two constituents, which is mind and body. So here again, accumulating merits. So one need to think about two sets of merits. One is accumulation of merits and one is accumulation of wisdoms. Those are the two sets of the merits that one need to accumulate. So by means of accumulating merits, in the future, one will gain the state of enlightened body, well, which consists of 80 minor and 30 major marks, the noble marks. And so, in other words, one gains immaculate enlightened body. So this is the main cause for that is accumulating of merits. So then by means of accumulating wisdom or accumulating insight will then enables one to gain the two kayas, which is the wisdom kaya or the wisdom kaya and the truth wisdom kayas and dharma kayas. So it is through accumulation of insight will then give rise to those two bodies, enlightened mind.
So tenirichiro chidan yana ngaso keshe she diro pe na shanchu gi sen sen de ngin ju gi samba sen de ani ni ji chen bo sen de so moncho ani sono gi so lon ro ris
da. So practice of renunciations and bodhicittas and great compassions are the part of it, belongs to the category of accumulation of merits. So wisdom realizing impermanence of phenomena and wisdom realizing emptiness belongs to the category of accumulation of insight.
Did you want to give you
So if you look at, you know, if you look at everything that exists, you know, for instance, in front of me, I have a, you know, cup. So when I look at the cup, so I can see this cup in terms of two dimensions. One is the impermanent, in terms of two natures, sorry. One is the impermanent nature and one is ultimate nature of reality. So all of those things, whatever the things that exist, it has a characteristic of permanent nature and in ultimate natures. So last time, you know, I was asked a question, how can one accumulate accumulation? What is how can one actually engage in the practice of accumulation of merits and accumulation of insights? So here now, at the moment that you hear, when we take refuge in rituals, one can accumulate merits, then one will be able to apprehend what the merit really means. So someone who has who has gained the great amount of merits, then it's a really, you know, the individual who can accomplish, you know, whatever he or she is seeking, it can be achieved, and it cannot be, and he or she cannot be actually harmed by anything, and the and also whatever the, you know, he or she can desire for, such as fame, wealth, and so on, can be accomplished. So this is again also it take place because of the accumulation of merits.
Mm-hmm.
So here, you know, it's mentioned in the text, Namrim text itself, compendium of the Perfection Sutra. In the compendium of Perfection Sutra, it states that if the merit of going for refuge took form, then it's even these three realms would be too small to contain it. So here again, three realms. If you go through the explanation of three realms, such as form, formless, and desire realms, and so on. So then again, there's a lot of explanations. We're not going to go through that. But we can think about, if we were to take a form, you know, the merits that we took refuge in Chijia, if we can take this a physical form, then it cannot be contained in this universe. So this is how we can think about.
Tai Jansu Chambote and Azu Ying, Laban Monte Kunene, Roa Jarishin de Lute, Tahajan, Zotuvas, Tugumarawas, Ni Tenagi, and Sonate Tele Tama and the Lauchever Soda.
So the ocean cannot be measured by the cup that I have in front of me. In the same manner, the merits cannot be measured. And the taking refuge in spiritual, the merit that you have accumulated through taking refuge in spiritual, is immeasurable. So in the beginning, you know, it's So one may wonder, you know, is this real or not? You know, it's not really something that really hard for us to believe. Mm-hmm. And it's cannot really take in, you know, we are unable to, you know, it's hard to comprehend when we talk about immeasurable merits by taking refuge in Chi Jiao.
Tsufa no chi chena roa. Ini kunchu son na chau sun roa shang yi ju sa sha yi de chuk ka di pe chuk tong na zuwa ya ma des. Rau chi roa.
So such merits that we have accumulated by going for refuge cannot be exhausted. You know, regardless of how much you use this, and you can use forever. Here again, when we talk about going for refuge in individuals, it's not mere being oneself in the shrine room and, you know, holding a mala and just by reciting the refuge formula. So that alone is not really taking refuge in individuals. So if one is really a serious practitioner who is taking refuge, who is going for refuge in three jewels from the depth of one's heart, then even the, you know, it says entire sentient beings, including insects and so on, can be seen as one's own, you know, one's own, you know, loved ones, and one will have a natural, you know, affections towards them.
Ani chirang ala tepa chegu yena, ani chirang ala saya kushu chi tuya kushu sena sunya mare dada. Chirang ala ani rete chegu yena, ani chirang yena sanjila neba se chogu mare.
So it is stated, you know, it says none of those the masters, or the including Buddha himself, has said that you take refuge in me and you must have a faith in me, you must have a devotion in me, and so on. This is not really, you know, said by anyone. But rather, he said, if you are taking refuge, if you want to have a devotion and great faith in me, you must refrain from harming others. That is the commitment. So if all of us, for instance, entire Americans can really take refuge in three jewels from the depth of one's heart, then no, we don't really need their protections. You know, there's no need for anything that can protect us from harm. So it is really, you know, something that is beyond our thoughts when we talk about these qualities and so on. This kind of experience must take place by meditating for a long period of time. So we cannot have experiential knowledge of taking refuge in teachers just by hearing the teachings or the instructions alone.
Mm-hmm.
So next, the text here we read, it says, you will obtain both joy and supreme joy. Then the collection of the indicative verses states, the one of the sutra again, those who recalling the Buddha during the day and night go for refuge to him and gain the advantage of being human. you should apply this to the other two jewels as well. Thus, the one who relies on these three refuges grows more joyful with the thought, and I have really gotten something worth getting.
아니 꾼초스 전에 한다도 예수나 소소라 아니 냠바 야보라 하는 가르치는 가고 그랬어. 로아.
So it's if you really take refuge in three jewels from the depth of one's heart, and then one can really experience something that is extraordinary, almost that you have really gotten something really special gift.
기타는 가서 맨 잠벌리는 먹하시 년바 처음부터 라운드 템바 토르긴데 여러 알아다 가보지.
So in this world, yeah, there are some who received a really, you know, really big gift or the presents, and then you know I heard there are many who have you know gone through a lot of different experience, even fainting, right?
디기님바든다고 말했어요라더로아
So again, if we were to compare that someone who is receiving a big gift or the present or the experience that you have, if we were to you know compare the experience that you have and then taking refuge in three jewels, and this is totally different, you know, if we were to compare those two. It's like someone who is you know about to be eaten by the group of tiger, and then suddenly there's someone up here there and try to protect, you know, he's protecting you or the individual is, you know, it's harming from those tigers. And this is the kind of joy that we have by taking refuge in
Chujol.
So this is then, you know, we will have such extraordinary joy that if someone really protects us from when we are in such a danger, dangerous situation, sorry.
단단한 소규 주주님 못
So, if we will look at it, the urgency of someone who is about to be eaten by the tiger and someone who is about to be eaten by the delusions, and it is more urgent of someone who is about to be eaten by the delusions. Let's take an example of ourselves. Because we are totally, you know, encaged, you know, trapped within the steel cage, or steel cage of grasping itself, it says.
단지 짜지로 말이 비기 마치는데 끈을 튼다 나고 나자 잔도였어.
So we are then totally, you know, engulfed. By engulfed by the darkness of this ignorance.
말이 뭐냐, 동해선 제로 진짜 매번 나로 아니 가르사 동해 동지 동해선 제 진짜 매번 난등이.
So then undergoes three types of suffering continuously, one after another.
긴트리징 어찌 좁아 지는 대도를라다 다른 것 속에.
So this is the situation we are in right now.
대례소박이 빼나 소장 무슨라소박다는 최근 대차시다 띠무기 최신라소박다다이 바.
So we are always, you know, in the middle of, you know, fear of the sea monsters of those delusions all the time. So someone who can protect us from that kind of fear is the mere three jewels alone. The three jewels alone can protect us from these fears.
So then suddenly, you
know, if we were able to have refuge, if we were able to go for refuge, someone who will able to free us from such a situation, then suddenly we will be very happy.
ngatsu jine tsuwa jine mene pe kangapa nyongpa sonri chi da chi shipa lo dyn sonri chi lhaa dyori la da chucho keshe chen na jine dikhe jine mene sonri chi.
So we are, you know, on this planet as a human beings, though we are engaging in a lot of different activities, mundane activities, but, you know, the way that we are engaging in mundane activities, it's almost like mad person or the mad people. We are totally, you know, tormented by these delusions, and we are actually poisoned by those delusions.
Nyumo tu sungi shile, mahu ban zhuo sahi dongye yi nian dang de shi da ji song na, wo ne dan de san de dongye ni han song long pa yi de xue ji.
So, you know, if you really reflect one's mind upon very carefully on the functions of those delusions, and how those delusions are really dominating us, then it's, you know, we will really reach at the point that we may, you know, get heart attack.
Yeah, this is Joshua.
Pansa. Let's take a break here.
Tiring aso pangka chingo chanchen ro yin sala da.
So Rinpoche said today you went to the park.
Gari chen chang yin sala. Ani kase ni cha changgo rumo cha tamara aso wa tege ni jibo chen.
So we were, all the Tibetans were gathered in this park to celebrate His Holiness. Recently he was awarded the Templeton prize. So that's why all the Tibetans were gathered in this park. So I participated in that. So starting from 2008 till now, we really did not have a really joyful time till today. So we, you know, keep hearing that a lot of tragedies are taking place in Tibet all the time, or someone is arrested, or somebody is sentenced for life imprisonment, and somebody had, you know, self-immolated and so on. So by hearing all this, you know, it's really, you know, we always hear those tragic, you know, situation that is taking place in Tibet. So if you were to ask what kind of special gift that one may have received in one's lifetime, so Rinpoche is saying that some of you may have received a very extraordinary gift, but it's in my case, and I don't really remember that I have received one.
Taji ma khui ne tang ro wa ya ji ji kun chu ge ne da sen re ka ji din ri ya ji de wa ji ne da da ma dong ye ji ne da sing ye ji so na mu ne ji mesen de la chene kunchu son la lo ge tuye de ngone nyamba ya shu ji yin sa ro la da da nga zo ne ra ji gang ga la chu ye ji sha zi shu me wan zhen de din ji ji zhuang na de ga na ji le ge men duo sa la da.
So if we were to reflect our mind upon the suffering of cyclic existence and the state beyond the cyclic existence, which is free from the cyclic existence, and then this really stimulates us to take refuge in two jewels. And if one is able to take refuge in two jewels from the depth of one's heart, then there's no other gift, special gift that one can receive.
但是你把这一天也算了你同步也你把的送把你的也买的送把的几把你的也算了丁彦子也当上那么他把他把那样算丁彦子他写了就老把老别着完就老算的记得连续记得下来
So then we'll again, going through this text, the Lambrim text itself, it says you will obtain concentration and you will attain purity and you will be liberate through training in concentration in wisdom. So this concentration is very, very important. You know, not really we're talking about the religious practitioner or religious point of view, but even in our day-to-day life, the concentration is very, very important. So practicing shamatha or this concentration is not exclusive, it's not something that is uncommon to the Buddhism. Calm abiding or the shamatha and the samadhi are very, very important, you know, regardless of whether one believe religion or not, but it's, you know, practice of shamatha and the samadhi are very, very important. It is very often His Holiness, you know, stressed and he addressed this to in the general public to practice.
So let's
take an example of here we all are gathered here and we are engaging in discussion of the teachings of the Buddha Dharma. And after a while, so we are unable to recall what had been discussed during, you know, for a couple of hours, and why this is happening, why we are unable to recall all the discussions that we had, all the discussion that took place, is because we are not having the adequate amount of this concentrations or the samadhi.
Mm-hmm.
So if one gained a very stable and firm concentrations, then your mind will be not interrupted by the distractions and so on.
Kunshu sun la chane yang da de kadi na ten de ngi chona ro pe na de de ge gen sa bo yong ge tu de ro la kan da ma de thog ma de kadi na ge gen yi yi thong go de de ji zi ge de seng yi
So, for example, you know, if in the Tibetan monastic community, if the teacher is very strict, and the disciple or the students is always being mindful of not to engage in something that displeases his teachers.
Mm-hmm.
So, in the same manner, if one is able to take refuge in Trijul from the depth of one's heart, genuinely, and then one's mind is not, distracted by the distractions or the mental delusions and so on. So with this firm faith in Trijuls, taking refuge in Trijuls, then one then listen to the discourses of the teachings of the Buddhas, will then clears away, you know, gradually clear away one's darkness of ignorance. So with the genuine faith of Trijuls and going for refuge in Trijuls, one then follow the instructions of what is what needs to be abandoned and what needs to be accomplished. And with this, then it one will develop one's spiritual realizations, which will then lead oneself to the ultimate state of enlightenment.
Mm-hmm. Lopa sondi chi dhe sona yungu mare, pena miji hindu chenpo chi chie gogo ya sona, ni tongpo soso ki kamba zi saki sacha de pe tenpo gore. Rwa, ni pa, ni tiyi sacha tiyi go lono yu zupo te, yapo shuji gore. Zupo tiyi tona lacha tari ina kari ina shuji gogo, rwa. Tendu ki nyomon bi dan shiji ki dupa de mepo zo ala, ni lopa sondi ki zupo de ngepa de gogo ala.
So here again to carry on one's practice of the Buddha Dhamma. So it is very important that one's practice of the Buddha Dhamma is, one's practice of the Buddha Dhamma is based upon the trainings, what we call the three high trainings, And so with this, in a combination of the three high trainings, then one will accomplish what we call the ultimate state of enlightenment. It is, you know, let's take example of someone who would like to, you know, cut the trees. And before you cut the trees, you have to have a place where you can stay, where you can stand and actually cut the trees. And you have to find a proper place where you can be. And then you need equipment, or you need either axe or the knife or the saws and whatever that is appropriate to cut. And then you have to make sure that you are physically fit to cut that. So without this, again, we're unable to accomplish the goal. So similarly, when you're engaging in practice, and one's practice must be based upon those three high trainings. So here, those three high trainings, you know, the high trainings of the morality will be the basis among all the trainings, upon which one can then develop other two trainings, such as trainings of concentrations and trainings of wisdom. So again, let's read this the text, Lamrim text here. It says the second set of four is you will have great protections. So it says, and this will be explained later. And then you will reduce, extinguish, and totally annihilate all obscurations derived from incorrect beliefs or the wrong thoughts, in other words, wrong views. And you will reduce and clear away the bad karma accumulated on account of your believing in the bad teacher, teachings, and friends, and upholding them as refuge. So in the Dharma point of view, when we talk about our daily life situations, dodu nyesum, which means going, sleeping, and staying, you know, still. So all of this, you know, when we look at those actions of, you know, our day-to-day life, you know, most of our actions are something that is really non-virtuous.
Pena dhanzi chaji gita mari mipa no ne tsui duyo so na rwa 나고 나자 너는 내가 지 내 능이 지서 내가 가르치는 사람 못 치고 말어 알아다. 가르 가는 걸로 세그리 나로.
So it is because we're engaging in non-virtuous actions. It's because, as we mentioned earlier, that we are all, you know, engulfed by the darkness of this ignorance. And within this very, you know, dark place, so one will not be able to, you know, see anything. So whichever, what, regardless of what kind of object that might be, you know, present in front of oneself, that's presence in the place where you are, you're unable to see it. In the same manner, when you are totally engulfed or in cage, within this, you know, cage, still cage of, you know, cage of, you know, self-grasping mind, then you will not be able to see anything. So regardless of what kind of actions that we may engage, and our actions are very much tinged with attachment, that is spirit. And let's take an example of that when we look at something that is attractive form. And at the moment you look at that attractive form, you have a thought arises and you're imputing on that attractive form more than how it daily exists. And that is again because of our attachment. And similarly, you're hearing some sound, a very soothing sound. And then you're hearing that soothing sound, again, the feeling that you have towards the soothing sound is tinged with attachment. And when we, so in general, so when we think about whatever the experience that you may have through one's five sense organs, and it's all based on, you know, it's all tinged with attachments. Its functions are very much tinged on attachment. So then such as, you know, our tactile sensations and then taste and so on are all based on you know attachment. So if we were to think about the regardless of what kind of object that we may have and how much you know one really valued that object, and it doesn't really exist the way in which it really appears to oneself, the way in which that really one really thinks about it exists. So let's take about an example of you know eating a in a plate full of rice today, and at the moment when we were engaging in eating the rice and putting the plate on the table and you know eating rice, and we really don't have a concept. We are unaware of how the rice really exists, how the rice really come into existence, and we have no idea of that, and we are really ignorant of understanding that, and we just look at this as something that really exists by it in and of itself, and we're engaging in our actions, which is eating.
Kanje dela so ba yingaro so yule ji kanje lero ya le dubo se gora le dubo se na re jiba se na re ya kondo yore la da ni kunjo so na jo so jo so na ni le dubo chung ha kashi ni mebo cha kashi chung re dong ni kashi zawa ni mebo cha yi denrige ni sa na sa gor so do.
So by taking refuge in spirituals from the depth of one's heart, by understanding the benefits of taking refuge in spirituals, it says, then one can one can lessen the intensity of those ignorance, and then you know finally it will cut the roots of those ignorance, and then accumulate or attain wisdom that understand the ultimate nature of reality.
당간 손디는 용인데 베테트는 김에로와 소소 뜸바 세네리 아니 추에 세네 도응에 받든 디 온예 양 디빠탑 세상에 들 지단 잠을라 컨트롤 하다로 당고선 디노다 텐데시 위기에 메와라다 메센젤 기에 말데 저항 하면서 드는 몸 중요해 지르라 당고선
So then also we accumulate a lot of negativities or engage in negative deeds by relying upon wrong teachers and the wrong teachings and associating with wrong companionships or the friends and so on. So there are many, you know, we are really engaging in those negative deeds by relying upon those unfavorable, you know, conditions. So, for example, you know, Rinpoche Singh, when he was younger, and his elders would tell, you know, he used to tell him that if we were to kill Chinese who are, you know, actually that an enemy of the Buddha's doctrines, then you will have no negativity. You know, there's no sin if you even if you kill those people. And this is a really one of the negative advice that we are really receiving.
So there are, you know, a
lot of dangers that we are really on the, on the verge of, you know, vulnerability of falling into those views. You know, someone may tell you that and you believe it and then you just take in actions. In turn, that one is in a great loss. So it's, we have to be careful with
that.
So if one really knows how to take in refuge, how to take refuge in individuals from the depth of one's heart, then this kind of faults will not arise. So then it says you are counted among excellent persons who genuinely accomplish the sublime. You are included among excellent persons. So we have saying in Tibetan, and someone who is very noble and someone who is very beneficial to others. And then we have a saying in Tibetan by saying that such and such person is sublime. So the sublime, Dhamma in Tibetan term, which means sublime, which is also supreme, someone who is beyond, that's what that really means, Dhamma. So then one can consider oneself as a Dhamma or the sublime being if one really takes refuge in treasure from the depth of one's heart genuinely. The next it says, you delight and receive the approval of your teachers and religious companions and of the deities who take joy in teachings, in the teachings. So then it says, you please your teachers and religious companions. And how are the deities delighted? And they sing praises of such people joyfully, thinking the person named such and such, who, like us, has gone for refuge, will die and reborn here, and because he or she has gone for refuge and has become stable in it, or he or she will become our companions.
pena la sing de zal ale ngi ta de mi xing ale ko ro ra ngi ko ale chi chi ro pena la ti si ye ni kon chu song la chu su jin ne ni pena mi ne ka ine re ka ine chu su jin ne ni nga ju ngi su ge dong le che be de na la la da mi ko bo ta ba chu su kon chu song la chu ji ba la de ne ni ra ni la da mi ko bo ta la yi ko bo ta la yi ko bo ta sang ye la tu da ge sa che yong ye ji ma zi yu di ni yang me te de te che sha wa de ge ni chan ne kon chu song la chu ji gu du chu ji ne ni ma ho ba ne nga so na ye ge che wa le ni nga so ge zho su ji gu du se ne nga ba ji wa chi la
So what this really says is that if one really takes in refuge in tree jewels, and which it says that the deities, you know, that they sing a praise of such people joyfully, thinking that person named such and such, who like us has gone for refuge, is because the deities who have gained certain level of what we call the clairvoyance will then know that such and such, you know, individual are taking refuge in tree jewels, and then in the future, and those beings who are taking refuge in tree jewels will become companions and will take a rebirth here in place where they are. So that's the deity or deities. They are just, they will just see through their clairvoyance.
다저기 빈으로와 송아 첨부 생기지도와 빈은가 저기 근데 최저 매와 베빌로스 전에 깨라 이제 타바마보잖아 송디 센슈 다 그래라더라 송화세지 고조선은 전에 연다도 조선 정인제에서나 계획이 딱 말했어
so protection you know this earlier you know the one section says you will have great protections and so if one takes refuge in spiritual genuinely from the depth of one's heart then there's no need for any other protections in the Tibetan you know we use a lot of protection cord, you know, the full, you know, it's we're just wearing on our necks and full of, you know, protection cords. But if you really take refuge in tree jewels, then those are not needed. So it is what we call supreme among all the protections. Taking refuge in tree jewels is supreme among all the protections.
nambi chono la mambo yore nambi che se gura kanje na shu pe me ma yi se gura kanje ngo su ye on bi yu de ma ji ge ye me ma yi ba de da ye ni ji no ba xing ye se shu ji ye tan ye che ge la da ro
so we also have saying there are you know harmful spirits something that is beyond our sense consciousness in other words and so those beings cannot harm us They cannot bring harm upon us if one takes refuge in rituals generally.
Insane chone kunju sona chone yanda de jinge ni na de da yin ba shi phyo go mare. Pe na di ji lomba de na ma ke da che shu ma da jin che shu de ni le ro ye ro a ti mo ma yin bi ga bo je sa ge mi ji na ji da de le ne ba che phyo go ma ro wa sa.
It's like a someone who is a very powerful person and he has a very something that is really valued by him or her, you know, someone who's a very powerful person who valued something, cannot be harmed by others. In the same manner, if one takes refuge in spirituals, then cannot be harmed by other spirits as well.
Lhapa tu minu lupa cha jangin na, kuchu suki lhaja de nyansi lingi jin su na, mi kanga rangi ki pama na yi nye de tasa rawa. Rangi pama na yi ki pa nye de tasa ki mi chi ki tsui, nyoba di chiye de pe nyonyo rawa. Kesi nyoba chiye na rawa, chi si nye si, Denagi pa zewa tele shuche de tangi insona mede kale kale shite jero kale kale tobo cha yoro
so if one really takes refuge in tree jewels and there's no such enemy it exists you know everything or all the beings including insects and so on can be seen as one's own loved ones and it's one has such genuine affections towards them. So there's no room for having enemies.
Pena me pezu kesa shi yu shiro wa. Pena senji chi rabu ji ro wa. So so la shu ji tsi ngan du ya so na. Ani pa ji zhe wan rabu ji ga bu rabu ji so na. Ani ko de shu chung ru chung ru chung ru ro ni. Ani ka le ka le ko nga ma yu yu gu do wa la da ro wa. De ka de zhe wa la chu ani ka de yi ka za ni. Kun chu ka de la xiang ba zhe wa yu ba chung gu ro.
So it's for example, you know, if one really extend one's compassion and affection or the love towards someone, not only towards human beings but also to animals such as dog and so on. In the beginning, the dog may sound looks very ferocious and very wrathful to us, but if you extend your love and compassion towards this particular animal such as dog, and eventually the dog will, you're going to become very close to us, oneself, and then in fact dog will start loving us. So this is the power of your compassion and love, because the love and compassion is said to be a direct antidote towards anger and hatred.
Do din kunchu sonar wa chosun drone ani kunchu sonar chosun drogo gore sidi ani rani yapo chegwe ji gogore ro mato pije tele kui shoto chabe sonji gojimare salada.
So taking refuge in Chijol is really, what we are really, why we are taking refuge in Chijol is to really to train ourselves, to train our mind and become oneself a positive person all the time. That is, the one reason of taking refuge in Chijol. So it's any questions that you have?
Rinpoche is talking about the power of compassion.
Okay.
Should the compassion, or does the compassion arise from realizing the suffering of other beings? Is that where it arises from?
The Jamba the Ninji Siddhi Kaliya, according to what it is, Jamba the Ninji Siddhi Kaliya, the Jambe, Jamba the Ninji, Nubas name, the Jamba the Ninji Ranjulia, Kalia. So not only does our compassion really arises out of by reflecting upon the suffering of other beings. We talked about earlier, we ourselves, we were totally trapped within the ignorance, the darkness of ignorance. And we have when we come to understand that we are trapped within this darkness of ignorance, then we long to free ourselves, from that, bondage. And for that, and then we take refuge in Chijol.
Tene rani yingang si de jendin le bo ne, roa. Kui go le bo ne, so so le tsua karin wo de ji da de la da roa.
So then try to have experience, by extending, by reversing this situation of, being trapped within this darkness of ignorance by oneself, and now you reverse this towards other beings. Think about other beings. All other beings too are, caged or, trapped within the darkness of your ignorance. So with this feeling or with this kind of thought will give you a very special feelings. So there will be a very extraordinary quality of affection may arise within you when we reflect upon this kind of.
So
So this suffering that all sentient beings undergo is the sufferings are, you know, pouring upon the sentient beings uncontrollably. So when you look at that, how helpless all the sentient beings are, then this will really give rise to compassion. So again, you know, the compassion that you have towards sentient beings, are those sentient beings are really unrelated to oneself? That's not the case. There's no such sentient being that exists who is not related to oneself.
Mm-hmm.
So all of those sentient beings are, you know, related to ourselves. Just as we are nurtured and loved by our present parents, and similarly those beings who have also been once on, you know, parents in the past, and they have extended their love towards us, just as the, you know, present father and mother, love, you know, extend our love towards us. And with this thought, then we will, you know, have a genuine development of compassion and love towards other beings. If one engages in practice or meditating on this kind of compassion based on understanding of how all those sentient beings are related and how they are suffering, and their nature of their sufferings, and then eventually, at some point, you will have such a feeling, just like a mother who cares her only child, and that will spontaneously arise within your mind naturally. So this is how we learn and how we practice our compassion. Any other questions? So Ramesh, I'm sorry if we took 5 minutes more. So let's do the dedication. So now when we're doing the dedications, just reflect one's mind upon that I am trapped within this cyclic existence, unable to free myself from this bondage. It's because that I haven't been able to take refuge in three jewels genuinely. So I'm now, henceforth, you know, I have such an opportunity to engage in the practice and take going for refuge in three jewels. And so I will always do my best to have a positive life by extending my compassion towards all other sentient beings. And whatever the actions that I may engage, I'll do my best to, you know, help other sentient beings, that is benefiting other sentient beings. And this is the, you know, sort of commitment that one need to make when one is dedicating one's merits. Thank kundo yanda lam jame che ye bela lam sada lam ge ye de doje jan ge mo Dajin Yeveh Zawai